News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, the Irish government needs to take immediate action on foreign travel to prioritise public health and provide clarity. That's the view of our next guest, Roisin Shortall, who's the co-leader of the Social Democrats. Roisin, people are currently being advised by the chief medical officer to avoid non-essential travel. They then must isolate for 14 days if they do go on holidays and return back to Ireland. What more do you want?
Well, good morning, Andrea. The situation at the moment, I think, is very confusing for people. And I also think it's causing a lot of public concern because there are mixed messages coming from government and the chief medical officer. And, you know, this is such a serious situation that we need very clear messaging in relation to public health. And the problem at the moment is that all countries are treated the same. So, you know, there are safe countries and there are unsafe countries. And the government approach is really a blunt instrument because it's treating all those countries the same. So what we need, in my view, is that there is a need for a green list of those countries that are regarded as safe, that have the same or lower rates of the virus as Ireland has, so that we can, you know, have confidence about that. But more importantly, I think we need to have a mechanism for dealing with countries that are not safe, because the last thing we want is to go back to the situation in March where we had flights coming in from northern Italy and the travel back and forth to Cheltenham, which, you know, had a huge impact on our rate.
Just on that point, the green list that you mentioned, which is due to be published on actually this day week, the 9th of July, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, was on this programme just on Monday and said that, you know, he wanted to see that green list to be published next week. So that's something that's due to come. And also, even papers reporting too this morning that the government is to finalise the roadmap plan for safe overseas travel. So I suppose there's a lot of moving parts to this that's likely to come in the next week.
But we're into, you know, we'll be into the middle of July by the time the list is produced. It's been promised now for a number of weeks. But, I mean, that list is important. But as I say, the other list is very important as well. And that is the list of countries that have high rates and dangerous rates of the virus. And currently we have no effective way of dealing with travel between Ireland and those countries. So, you know, the difficulty is that what we need to do is the government needs to have a way of either banning flights or else ensuring that there's supervised quarantining for people coming back from those countries.
Well, we have the 14-day period which people have to voluntarily quarantine. They have to obviously give their details. And I just see reports and figures this morning that only more than half of the people who came into Ireland from abroad have actually answered the phone calls. Should that 14-day quarantine period, Roisin, do you think should that be legally enforced?
But that's absolutely the point. There needs to be a legal basis for that, because at the moment it's just advisory. And, you know, what has happened in other countries, New Zealand, for example, is where they have supervised quarantining when people come into the country or come back to the country. And that's what needs to happen.
Do you mean like the guards going and checking on people or HSA?
Well, no, what happens is that there is supervised quarantining in government facilities, you know, hotels at the airport or some other kind of facilities that there are. And, you know, so that's what needs to happen. We need to ensure that there isn't kind of open access for people coming back from countries that have very high levels of the virus.
Okay, can
otherwise, we're putting ourselves at risk, and we run the risk of undoing all the hard work that people have done over the last 4 months.
Would that mean, Roisin, for anyone who returns from a country, we'll say, for instance, next Thursday when we get this green list, so if the likes of the UK, if the US weren't, if they don't make the green list next week, does that mean that anybody who travels from those countries is going to have to stay in a special hotel beside the airport?
Well, it does. Yes, exactly. And that's how other countries have dealt with travel successfully. And that applies if the levels within the UK are high or if there are levels anywhere else that are high. The government needs to be able to respond to what's happening to the virus overseas in other countries.
Do you think that's practical, though?
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, the alternative is to have an open door policy where people can come and go and, you know, just run the very high risk of doing huge damage again to the country, not only to our health status, but also in relation to the economy. Okay, the last thing we want is to have a second lockdown. And unless we're careful about travel, that's going to be inevitable.
Just briefly, Paul Kelly, the chief executive of Fáilte Ireland, is due to speak before the COVID-19 Dáil committee later today. And he's going to say that the pandemic's impact on the tourism sector in this country has been catastrophic, that the country needs to reopen to overseas visitors as soon and as fast as public health considerations can allow. What's your message to Paul Kelly?
Well, the message is that we have to move very cautiously. We have to ensure that we don't have another upsurge in the virus. Because, you know, bear in mind, if we have a second wave and if there is a surge, we will be back in a situation where the country will have to be closed down. So it's a very, very delicate balance that the government needs to strike. But the most important thing is that they need to introduce powers to ensure that they can deal with flights coming in from countries that have very high levels of the virus, which will in turn put us at risk. And they have no mechanism for dealing with that at the moment. You have to distinguish between safe and unsafe countries.
We'll leave it there. Co-leader of the Social Democrats, Róisín Shortall, my thanks to you for joining us here on the programme this morning.